Well, now it's time for some sport. And, of course, the US Masters is the big moving story in sporting news this morning. Good morning, Warwick.
Good morning, Geraldine. Yes, Phil Mickelson, the Molly Duker, and KJ Choi are equal first at the moment. And there's a great swell of hometown support for Mickelson as he strides in the thinning black along the final Azalea Line fairways at Augusta National. While Tiger Woods' vicissitudes have been well known the last little while, Mickelson's are a little less so, but, gee, they're no less compelling. Both his wife and his mother have been diagnosed with breast cancer in recent times. In fact, this tournament is the first one to which he's been able to bring them for a long, long while, and there's no doubt he's drawing a great amount of inspiration from their presence. But no one would deny KJ Choi his moment either. He's a former powerlifter turned golfer, and he's been something of a pioneer for South Korean golf at the elite level for a long time now. He's also a devout Christian, but we don't think that was the reason Tiger Woods, his playing partner the last 4 days, used the words Jesus Christ after his last tee shot just a moment ago. Woods, of course, a Buddhist, his stuff. Four off the pace and fading at the moment. In football's various, St Kilda and Collingwood have both agreed they were a little bit pregnant following the slanging match during their game last Friday night. Mm. Collingwood coach Mick Malthouse has apologised for comments he made to St Kilda's Stephen Milne, but not the comments some people claimed he made. In turn, Milne has apologised to Malthouse. There may still be an AFL investigation into the Collingwood coach's invective. In results yesterday, success is becoming infective for Freo. The Dockers yesterday made a huge statement about 2000.
Wasn't that a great game?
A fantastic game, just goal for goal. And James Podsey-Hadley had the moment right at the finish. Looked like it was going to be a dream AFL debut for him at the age of 28. But Freo mustered their strength again, Geraldine, and came back to win by 7 points. And
hysteria in Perth, I might add. Absolute hysteria.
Yes, well, among the purple haze, I'm sure the West Coast Eagles people are looking on ruefully, but the Dockers are undefeated now after 3 games, and that's something they've never, ever done before. And for their coach, Mark Harvey, who's watched his old teammate Mark Thompson's coaching career with a mix of awe and, I guess, a little envy, it would have been a moment to savour. But, of course, Mark Harvey's just taking it a week at a time. In the other games yesterday, Footscray beat Hawthorn. B Hall, having a day out, 6 goals, and Adelaide reduced to an empty bench by injury. Lost to Melbourne, a few demons getting to sing the team song for the first time. Adelaide coach Neil Craig has raised the issue of an extended bench, something else for the AFL to investigate. And Geraldine, there's an investigation underway at Tigerland after your boys beat Richmond on Saturday night. It's a bit of a problem for Richmond now. They're bottom of the ladder. They've been smashed by everyone this year. And look, the club, it's the last thing the club needs is player behaviour issues. There are massive culture problems at Punt Road. There have been for a long time. The AFL system, with its drafts and salary caps, it's there to ensure that when a club hits the bottom, they bounce. And Richmond has defied that now for a long, long time. So I reckon sometime in the next couple of days, you can stand by for the first cry of the season of bring back Tommy Hafey.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't go on Saturday night because I didn't want to see Richmond humiliated, even though I was very pleased with my Swans win. But so I can't bear watching clubs go through this, actually.
Well, if you're a Richmond supporter, you've been having... I mean, they've gone through 2 5-year plans now with any success, and you just wonder what cultural changes, what things can be done. I mean, Damien Hardwick, the new coach, I mean, he's a first-year coach inside. It must be just incredibly tough for him. There are 3 unbeaten teams at the end of round 3, with the Saints on top on percentages, ahead of Fremantle and Brisbane, and then come Sydney, Footscray, Geelong, Collingwood and Port Adelaide. In rugby league, Jamie Lyon had the standout game as Manly beat Cronulla yesterday, 40-12. Lots of people are now talking up Lyon, the reluctant rep footballer. He had to be press ganged into playing for New South Wales in the past. They're talking up not just as a state of origin player now, but even as captain of New South Wales. In the other game yesterday, Penrith got the points against Eastern Suburbs, but neither side was all that impressive. There's a game on tonight, the dishevelled Parramatta against Canberra, so we'll wait until tomorrow morning to give the NRL ladder. In netball, it was the Teal against the Steel yesterday, the Adelaide Thunderbirds triumphing over their New Zealand opponents 50-36. And in the Trans-Tasman rivalry round, that gives Australia, the Australian teams, a 25-goal lead over the New Zealand teams. There are 2 games on this evening, unbeaten Melbourne against Canterbury, that's over there, and Queensland plays the Northern Mystics. And in rugby union, a trio of good results for Australian teams over the weekend, with wins to Perth, Queensland and the ACT. But the Tars lost to Canterbury, so lots of wailing and gnashing of teeth in the Sydney rah-rah media, particularly because Wycliffe Palou was also seriously injured during that game, and looks like he'll miss the rest of the Super 14 season. The Tars, though, they remain the best-performing Australian side in the Super 14s competition, in third spot behind the Bulls and Canterbury and ahead of the Stormers. But Queensland and the ACT, they're coming. They're just out of the top 4, both on 26 points. I'll be back with more sports tomorrow. Geraldine?
Thank you, Warwick. Look forward to talking to you. And coming up shortly, politics, but 24 minutes to 8.